Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
We had a list of stuff we were going to make our own list someday, but that probably had to be a podcast extra. I mentioned a couple of things off the air to these guys, and they all said yes. But we've all done some stupid, stupid, creepy stuff. I wouldn't say creepy.
Probably.
You weren't in the room.
I know you guys.
All right.
I wouldn't say creepy. We were just talking about masturbating in the parking lot because the nurses were so hot.
Yeah, see, that's not creepy. That's normal. That's a good point. No, these were a little more elaborate situation we put ourselves into. Not illegal, but just, it might have been illegal. It might have been illegal, but.
Unethical at best.
No, not the one.
At least.
Did you hear the one I said
all
about?
Right, I'm going to need to catch up on this conversation.
Yeah, well, I can't say on the air. It's too brutal. You know, and a podcast extra could say a lot about us, but, you know, nothing people would figure out anyway.
Yeah, probably wouldn't even want to put it on a podcast extra. The ones I came up with anyway.
We'll tell you guys off the air. Nick, you were 17. You worked at a fast food joint when you were 17, right?
Yes.
Okay, you had a boner the whole time, pretty much, right?
Yeah, but I wasn't ever in the bathroom, you know, tossing one off.
Oh, that's Todd. It's radio. When you're the only person in the building, it was easy to do back in the day.
I was too busy putting liquid acid on sweet tarts.
That's a good point.
That was just like a day.
That's a good point. Have you ever sold drugs through the drive-thru? See, you could say yes, and I didn't do that. I mean, I worked at a sub shop at the beach one year, but we didn't sell drugs.
Man, you could have sold a ton.
I know. I could have easily.
See, I don't know if I suppose I've enabled, but I never sold drugs. I was just the middleman.
Oh, I never sold drugs either.
I was always, I know a guy, and I wouldn't make any money off it. I'm a bad businessman.
Yeah, but you're still...
That's what happened with me. It was like a day or two, and I was like, no way.
Yeah, not cool.
Wait a minute. You got to hustle for this?
Right.
No.
Well, the drug dealer is the one that usually goes to jail.
Right. Yeah, but there's
the guy that gets it and goes somewhere else and hands it to a buddy that usually doesn't go to jail, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I figured there was somebody making money, and it wasn't me.
Right.
And it wasn't worth all the hassle and the risk.
Whenever you were the middleman.
Risk is key.
Wouldn't you always take a little bud, pinch a little bud for your finder's fee?
That's expected.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
That's expected.
But what I'm saying is unless...
By the way, the stuff... Now, people are wondering, what couldn't you say on the air? Well, that involved a little sexual stuff, usually. The stuff I brought up off the air was
How
sexual.
Many fingers?
Yeah. Well, that's part of it. We're not going to go any further than that.
I just think unless...
Oh, that's right. Todd, the one you did say was unethical. I forgot what you said.
Yeah.
That wouldn't be on a podcast
Perhaps
extra.
Illegal.
That would not be in a podcast extra. I scored 20 out of 20. I'm a complete freak.
Hey, and now you're on probation.
Yeah. Oh, you rode a horse. Whoopee. Did you ever? Yeah. Well, you got a bunch of.
With a horse?
No, I didn't say that.
That's worth 4 points.
That should be one on there.
Puss will win that every time.
Have you ever banged an animal?
From the farm.
No farm.
That's extra points. That's like winning the your bracket.
That would put you over the top.
Right.
That's where 99% of farm boys would win.
Right.
On one of those.
What's to tell you that?
If it included bestiality.
That should be extra points.
Yeah, well, just once. Yeah. I was young.
Everything's 1 point. An animal is 10.
Yeah, we'd have to handicap Puss's score so anybody else would even have a chance.
Thank you.
Well, we would just have to concede.
Right.
Yeah.
We can't compete with that.
Well, he grew up on a farm. We didn't. You know, we didn't grow up on a farm.
that he could regale us with all the tales of the farm.
He's not even saying anything now.
But, why fight it? What? Yeah, what? You guys are going to stop if I fight it?
That's what the cow said.
Come on.
That's what the cow said. Why fight it?
We all have our burdens to bear around here.
Yes, we do.
Right, Buckethead?
Yep.
Cases of chlamydia, gonorrhea, syphilis have increased significantly across the military over the last 8 years. Women, black service members, and enlisted personnel with lower levels of education are most at risk, according to the study published in the Medical Surveillance Monthly Report, a peer-reviewed military health journal.
Gonorrhea? Oh, you shouldn't have.
Rates of infection in the military were in many cases disproportionately higher than the civilian population. Of the four branches, the Army had the highest rates of chlamydia, gonorrhea, and genital herpes.
No Army.
Every time I laugh.
The Navy had the highest rates of syphilis, and the Air Force had the highest rates of HPV.
Hey.
So they've all got something.
Yeah, so they're all number one.
It's just sharing it.
One category.
Motor transportation workers had higher rates of chlamydia, gonorrhea, and syphilis than any other occupational specialty.
Sounds like they're all getting laid,
right,
though.
While healthcare occupations had higher rates of HPV.
How about those sluts at the Coast Guard?
Communications and intelligence specialists, alongside transportation and healthcare occupations, had the highest rates of the genital herpes.
How about condoms for the military? Let's donate. Come on.
Service members under the age of 24 were found to be the most likely to contract an STI, accounting for almost 64% of cases. They say that while chlamydia, gonorrhea, and syphilis infection rates increased during the period of the study,
and
HPV and genital herpes declined in frequency. According to the study, this could be in part due to the prevalence of the HPV
vaccine. Yeah, stop the vaccine.
Vaccine.
I saw a great...
Which has been available for more than a decade now.
They don't have a herpes vaccine, do they? Because that's a virus.
Yeah, it's just a virus, yeah. I not a vaccine, no. I saw a great tweet from...
What a hairpiece vaccine would there.
Once again, Craig, you might as well tell people what that means again. It's herpes.
Oh.
But tell them why you say herpes.
Okay, it's... The more I think about it, I assume this is a racist bit.
I don't know. I don't think it is.
I have to figure it might be a racist bit. It's an old Cheech and Chong movie.
Right.
And they are at a restaurant, and Cheech and Chong are sitting next to a table that they are classifying as Middle Eastern. And he is saying the word hairpiece, but he is using Cheech and Chong are playing these Middle Eastern characters.
Right,
and they are saying the word hairpiece, but he is using an accent. And it sounds like he's saying the word herpes.
Right.
So, herpes.
Plus, that's where it comes from. Patton Oswalt had a great tweet a couple of days ago. When the polio vaccine dropped in 1955, people lined up to get it. And we were 2 years away from artificial satellites. Now in 2021, we carry external world brains in our pockets. There are robots on Mars. And idiots think the COVID vaccine is full of wizard poison. And he's right. We were so much further back in technology in 1955 than we are today. That's obvious. And the idiots. I just saw something on Facebook last break. I will not be your experiment. It's a guy putting his hand out to a shot and a mask.
Yeah.
God. By the way, he is part of the experiment.
Yeah. We all are.
Yeah. We're all part of the experiment.
Right.
Whether you take the vaccine or not.
Yeah.
Well, people used to appreciate science.
They appreciate science, but we got dumbed down.
And that was before anybody was denying the moon landing. I think there's people just take things for granted now.
Yep.
All right, Joe.
Hi, Joe.
Joe's former Navy.
Oh, okay.
So he's probably had the hairpiece.
I'm sure that's why he's calling in.
That would be a good list to put on Facebook, how many sexually transmitted diseases you had.
Jesus. Go ahead, man.
All right, rattle them off, Joe.
Luckily, none yet.
All right, good. Well, you probably wear Navy,
but,
Navy rubber, right? Okay.
Yeah, so every time we would get Liberty Call, whether we were at home port or out in a foreign country, there was always, always a giant box of condoms that you could just take as many as you wanted to.
Yeah, I would think so, man.
So
yeah.
Were the show guys that just
plenty of condoms to go around. There's just a lot of stupid people in the military. Yeah.
So guys refused to take the condoms, huh?
They can't feel anything.
Yeah,
you know,
I don't or use them. Yeah. They might take them and not use them.
That's true too. All right. Oh yeah, he hung up. Oh.
I just forget that
he's already tracing that call. That's why.
That so many people in the military are like getting it on.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, some without consent.
Right.
Yeah.
So to limit.
Rattle them off, Joe.
Yeah, I'm going to post that up on my Facebook page and watch it. Those are the kind I like to put up on, like on our official page.
Because nobody would answer.
Because people don't respond.
No.
Well, even people who would comment on anything
right.
Stay away from something like that.
Right.
That's my goal on our official Todd and Tyler Radio Empire Facebook page, is to put up stuff that no one responds to.
That is a
Facebook
good
sucks.
Yeah, that's a good strategy for social media.
Yeah.
Let's try to put up stuff that nobody wants to interact with.
We're starting this thing called anti-social media.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, but if people start interacting, it goes off the rails really, really quickly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But when you're asking them intimate personal details about their sexual disease history, it's not surprising they don't want to share.
Yeah, because it's actually illegal to call people out on that.
That's why I like to put that kind of stuff up, because they can't take it political. Yeah. They don't even respond.
Don't put the one about, and did you get this from an animal? Push or win that one again.
Military says they want to limit the spread of STIs. And so the Military Health System and Centers for Disease Control and Prevention recommend the following things to limit the spread of STIs. That would be limit anonymous sexual encounters.
Well, that ain't going to happen.
That would be avoid unprotected sex of any form. That would be limiting number of sexual partners. And not having sex while under the influence of drugs or alcohol.
This sounds like a pretty far-fetched plan.
So take all the fun out.
Only one of them sounds
feasible.
Yeah.
They also advise service members not to assume that it will be obvious whether or not their partner has an STI.
Yeah, that's stupid, because it has nothing to do with how they look.
On average, men contracted the syphilis at 1.3 times the rate of women. The men contracted syphilis more than women in the military. Female service members had significantly higher incidence rates than their male counterparts for every other STI observed, other than the syphilis.
Wear rubber.
Yeah.
More I need gonorrhea.
Right.
Is that because they were all banging like the same dude?
Maybe
same syphilis riddled dude.
Or maybe just two dudes banging each other, and that's why no woman got it.
Yeah. No, there's better STI screening programs available for women, according to the study.
Got it.
And improved screening availability for men over the period of the study could also have contributed to the increased case counts, but women are screened better for these.
Look at my junk. Yep.
Mike on the email says, tell Nick the reason no one was denying the moon landing in 55 is because it didn't happen until 69.
Well, yeah, that's I knew that. Right. Uh-huh. I'm saying you didn't have people that were taking taking it for granted.
The anti-science group.
And you're like,
group.
Oh, this amazing stuff happens.
Right.
And, you know, nobody standing in that line was like, well, that didn't happen.
Right.
Story out of Norman, Oklahoma. Karen McBride did not return her rented VHS copy.
Really?
Of Sabrina the Teenage Witch back in 1999.
99, okay.
She has no recollection of this. She found out about her status as a fugitive from justice.
Oh, my God.
When she was trying to change her name on her license after getting married in Texas.
So there's a warrant out for her arrest?
Yeah, Karen
not
was told.
Returning Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
Yeah, Karen was told that she needed to call the state of Oklahoma. A woman there told her about the felony embezzlement charges filed against her.
Oh, my God.
She was charged with felony embezzlement of rented property in March of 2000.
Can you imagine trying to untwine this, you know?
It gets worse.
Oh, God.
She said that she'd lived with a young man. This is over 20 years ago. He had a couple of kids, daughters that were 8, 10, something like that, she says. And she's figuring that he went and got it and didn't take it back or something. Just put it on his account.
Yeah.
You know, just one of those things. And the records show that the business actually closed down back in 08. But now they say that even though there's technically no victim in the case because of the closure, they can still prosecute because charges and a warrant were filed against her.
Oh, God.
They say now that they have reviewed the case, but they've decided to dismiss it. She says that then she's going to now get her case. She has to get her case expunged now. It's not just dismissed, but now it has to be expunged in order to clear her record moving forward. Now then, here's the worst part. She said over the last 20 years, she's been let go from several jobs without being given a reason why.
Oh, my God.
She says now it all makes sense. She's had this on her record. They look it up. They see this felony embezzlement thing and just let her go.
Yeah, that's a red flag for a job. Embezzlement.
So the overdue library book is the equivalent of like a warrant out for your arrest.
Well, no, this is a VHS tape from a closed business. From a business. The library is not a business.
Same kind of thing.
Similar.
And they filed the charges, too. So it's obviously, I'm sure it's happened. I remember there's a video store before Blockbuster took over in the 80s we used to rent from. And the dudes at the apartment, we never returned half of them. Because we just didn't care. Oh, really? Come and get it.
I bet you go.
They would call
your,
our house.
Right, your VHS collection now.
I have a box somewhere.
Right, there might be something from Blockbuster or someplace you rented.
Yeah.
See, when I was growing up, that was a douche move because we had the video store was at the grocery store, and there was only one copy of every movie.
Yeah, yeah.
So if you didn't bring it back, nobody else could watch it.
One copy. I understand I have a ton in your town, small town, but one.
No, yeah, one. Okay. There was one copy of everything.
Right, man.
But that's like the overdue library.
Watch that movie. Watch that documentary, Last Blockbuster. It's really good. It really is.
I wanted to, what was I doing? Oh, I wanted to continue like some scuba diving classes.
That's right.
Because I got certified in college when I was at Minnesota.
They found out you were wanted for something.
Scuba capital of the world.
Yeah, and I sent away to get a copy of my transcript. And they said, well, it'll cost you. And, you got to pay for this overdue library book.
Yeah.
And it was some ridiculous amount that they wanted for this overdue library book.
You said, screw scuba diving.
I never got a copy of my transcript. Because apparently I still owe them. Because apparently I still have a book in my possession from the library at Morehead State University.
So they kept you from graduating?
Yeah.
That was it.
That was one of them.
And lack of credits.
Yeah, and not completing the classes.
That and moving to Arizona and not going to class.
And he ran from a kid, too. That probably showed up in his record.
You should try back again. Call them and see if you can get a see if they've given up on the book.
That's a good point.
I bet you they haven't. I bet you it's
go through
still
that red tape
on the books.
Yeah.
Now, see, that was probably written down on a card somewhere, and
that building
thrown into
down,
a computer.
Mr. Brandt.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
The pandemic forced Hawaii and the world to shut down, now starting to open back up. And apparently it's obvious thanks to the amount of trash being left on the shorelines in Hawaii.
People are coming back, huh?
Yeah, while people were gone, the water was clearer, there were more fish.
Who leaves trash on
the
beach?
They saw a drastic decrease in trash on beaches, but now there's been a noticeable increase in the trash at popular tourist destinations since the lockdown was lifted.
There's trash cans.
The vast majority of the plastics they're seeing are the single-use plastics.
I see a lot of, walk to the trash can, you lazy asses.
Mask trash. Like along hiking trails.
Yeah.
They say in Hawaii, they say they're also starting to see PPE. the
mask everywhere, right?
The protective equipment, personal protective equipment, and cigarette butts, of course, because tourists smoke.
If you had the mask on, I can see it. It's not going to get blown off your face. That's a hell of a wind. It blows a mask off your face.
No.
Plus, the CDC even say you don't have to wear the mask
outside.
They're
taking it off their face and just throwing it on the side of the trail.
Don't throw it away, man.
Don't litter.
Right.
That's it. Don't litter.
Don't litter anywhere.
Right.
You're an asshat if you do.
It makes the natives cry. And me, too. Pisses me off.
Well, in general, everybody.
Yeah. How tough is it to stick your disposable mask in your pocket?
Well, city officials in Bloomfield, Kentucky are asking residents to stop flushing their face masks down the toilet.
Oh, they probably clog it up.
Face masks, paper towels, and wipes are breaking pumps there because they're not biodegradable and they can't pass through the pumps. The motors are overheating. The system is clogging. Cost up to $6,000 to repair a pump. And they say a lot of cities and towns are saying the same thing.
Everybody's flushing their paper masks. Yeah.
And... that coupled with paper towels and the wipes that people throw in the toilet.
How about take your mask off and wipe your ass with it and then throw it away?
Well, you can't do that.
It'd be a one-use thing.
Throw it away.
No, it's still not biodegradable.
Oh, don't flush it. That's right.
Yeah, you can't flush it.
Okay. I bet you they've been used as toilet paper. You're out of toilet paper.
Oh, I know they have.
Somewhere. Yeah. But don't put it back on your face.
I had to poop on the trail once, and that's all I had.
Yeah.
I just poop
it on the trail.
I hope you went a little far off the trail. Because if you were actually on the trail, that's not cool, man.
Nah. I know they have. Old Squatting Todd, they call him.
Who brought a giant dog with him? Oh, that's Todd.
So you had to roll up that mask and put it somewhere in your pocket?
Well, I put it in a plastic bag.
A truck, yeah.
Like I had like a...
So you pack it in and pack it out?
A grocery bag.
Yeah.
And after I wiped my ass with it, I put it in the grocery bag. And then once I got home, I put the grocery bag in the trash.
There you go.
You just keep a little roll of those, like on the leash with the dog. All right, got a bag with me.
Yeah, I'm sure they use this mask all the time. I mean, she means as toilet paper.
Oh, I'm sure I'm not the only one.
Oh, hell no.
But then it was pointed out to me by my wife that, you know, there's a pack of those disinfectant wipes in your console of your truck.
Oh.
So you could have wiped my ass with that.
It felt a lot better.
Would have been a little smoother.
Yeah,
a
lot smoother.
Were you at your truck when the urge hit?
Yeah, I was close to it.
Oh, well.
Do the disinfectant wipes, what if there's a crack in your anus?
Oh, that might hurt.
Yeah, a little, because those disinfectant wipes are pretty much, they burn that ass.
Burn that ass. Clorox, I don't think it'll hurt.
Just for a minute.
Yeah. It'd probably be a good burn, though.
Reminds you're alive.
And it might actually, cinch that cut up a little bit, too.
Unless you had a big anal fissure down there. Then it might hurt. Then you got to be careful.
We got a bleeder.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.